No,
it's
I don't think so.
It's actually really sweet.
Ooh. I like it.
It's got a medicinal flavor.
It's mostly honey.
That's what I really pick up on, is a lot of honey.
No, I do not like it.
Just a tiny hint.
Tastes like cigar smoke.
Michigoni and Degree. All the best podcasts are free. Simon Ginger and Witty. Playing games and drinking tea. Call a pound stone, never lie. The best podcast for its size. So hang out with your new best friend. With a friend for Hidden.
Welcome to Grand Rapidians Play Video Games. My name is Willie. Every week we look at a video game that we played, we review a beverage, we talk about real life XP, we recommend something, and today, the newest segment, Marvel Snatch It Back. This episode is not brought to you by Micro Machines. We are not tiny, we just gotta go fast. Every week off the top, we like to say, fuck Fox News, fuck Disney, fuck racism.
And yeah, I'm Ginger.
And I'm Willie, if you didn't catch that. Before we do all that stuff that I mentioned, I've got the quote of the week.
Day, episode, whatever.
Episode, shmepisode. Hey, what's that on your face there, Chester? Wipe it off. It's making me sick. Wipe it off. Breck said that. Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
That doesn't surprise me, to be honest.
A megapunch.
Speaking of a mega pint, you're wearing a mega petty shirt.
That's actually from Swoop's laughter about the mega pint. So it's funny that you hit mega pint and I'm wearing my mega petty shirt. Anyways.
So we have the drink of the future from about 3 months ago. We have the Coca-Cola Y3000.
Why did they do a 3000?
Another flavor. I think I read that this one was created by AI or something.
No, Jesus Christ.
So it's probably going to taste like
ass,
copper, and booty hole. We got the regular one that's full of sugar and caffeine. It says it's futuristic flavored.
Honestly, it just tastes like regular Coca-Cola to me. Let me take another sip.
There's like a little bit of vanilla and a little bit of berry on top of the Coca-Cola.
Now, yeah, after another...
Yeah, it says right here, co-created with artificial intelligence.
It's trash, just like AI.
I mean, it...
I don't like it.
It's like a slight berry Coke. It's on par with regular Coke.
It's disgusting.
I'll give it 2 out of 5.
I'm giving it a 0.0001.
That sounds like a number from the future.
Mm-hmm. Fuck that, Coca-Cola. Why don't you, like, pay people for fucking flavors instead of putting some dumb shit in a fucking computer, assholes?
I think he's an NPC.
Fuck Coca-Cola, too.
All right, and I'm going to open one from another place. Fuck Three Floyds.
Yeah, they used to be cool, and they fucking suck now.
Then they laid off everybody who worked in the tap room right after they unionized and closed down. But I have a Zombie Ice. It is one of their zombie IPAs, but...
It's like zombie dust, but...
extra alcohol.
Oh, Jesus.
8.5.
Did it really need more?
They tried to do... They made the shitty Natty Ice version of their regular IPA that used to be good.
Mm-hmm. Nice crack.
Let's see how the Zombie Ice is. It is citrusy from the Citra hops. It tastes like orange juice beer.
Oh, that's dangerous.
It's hoppy. For ice beer, it tastes good.
Okay.
Fuck Three Floyds. I'll give Zombie Ice 4 out of 5, but I'm still never going to buy it again.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny, right after I quit drinking, they started coming to Michigan. I was like, man, fuck you extra more, Three Floyds.
Boom. Roasted.
We'll be right back with Real Life XP.
Now
we're
it's
back.
Time for Real Life XP.
TMCRLLCGRPVG.
Let's see what's on the bottom of my mouse. I got some letters down here. PN. SN. Those stand for product number and serial number.
And countless other things. Well, what's your real life XP, or would you like me to go first?
I'll go. Now it's fall in West Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And our last episode was our Halloween episode, a little bit barely, because we mentioned it.
Yeah.
I'll mention it again this week. I got to rake some leaves on Saturday, clear up the yard, and then Tuesday was Halloween, and it snowed 3 inches.
Mm-hmm. And like... a shit ton more leaves fell.
So I got to pass out candy in the snow, and then the snow knocked a bunch more leaves down. Mm-hmm. So that's autumn in Michigan.
Thanks for passing out candy this year. I wasn't feeling very good. Kind of sucked on my favorite holiday.
I got to pass out candy, and you got to pass out.
I didn't really pass out. I just chilled because...
I know, but you could have.
I could have.
It's just a phrase, just a saying.
Okay.
I think that's worth 312, can I say million?
Sure.
Okay. I was thinking 1,000, but maybe million.
I'm fine with that, honestly.
Too many 12s. How about 304? I'll cut it down a little.
That's fine. Like, because mine is going to be large as well.
You what?
Okay, so 304 million?
Yes.
Sweet.
So, mine is going to be kind of maybe a little bit long, but just bear with me. So, yeah, it's, you know, Halloween time, and my favorite candy is out this year, this time of year. It's the caramel apple suckers that, like, oh my God, they're just my favorite fucking sucker. Yeah. And I can't just suck on a sucker. I have to chew on it like a fucking maniac.
You know those things stick to teeth.
Oh, they do. And that fucker pulled off my cap of my tooth. So I went to the dentist, and then I was watching like the assistant, and it looked like she was scraping a little more than she fucking needed to. And of fucking course, the next day after they put that fucker back on, I have pieces of the actual, like, porcelain on the cap coming off. So, walking back to the dentist. And it started actually being sensitive because that metal was, like, exposed, even though it's a root canal.
So then you went back a second for the third trip.
Oh, no. So this is a second trip.
Yeah. Yep. You just talked about the second trip.
So then I had to get a temporary cap on, which is still on.
Which was later, the third trip?
Second trip. The third trip is to get the actual cap on. This is coming up. Oh. The permanent one on. It's just like, the fuck, man. Do you think I'm going to give up those suckers? Fuck no.
But now you know why they're called suckers and not chewers.
Yeah, so needless to say, I had to go to the fucking dentist on Halloween, which is a first for me, and I would not, 10 out of 10 would not recommend doing, especially if you have to get a fucking temporary cap and you can't fucking chew any fucking hard shit, so it's
so
just
brush
been,
your teeth, kids.
Well, brush your teeth, and also don't chew on fucking suckers, especially on a side if you have, like, a cap, because you never know. That sucker might just pop that fucker right
instead,
off.
Instead, get some everlasting gobstoppers and chew on those.
So, for having to go to the fucking dentist 3 times in basically, like, less than a month span, I'm gonna say 333,333,333 points.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'm so I usually like the dentist, but I'm so fucking over them.
If you turn all those threes vertical, it looks like a human centipede.
Or it says, or...
Oh, yeah. It's an aerial view of the human centipede in a straight line.
So disgusting. Could not watch that movie. Okay, we'll be right back with games.
Excellent.
Select your player.
Wait, before we do a player.
Oh, okay.
I have some more Marvel Snap names. It's time for Marvel Snatch.
Marvel Snap, Marvel Snatch, so we don't get sued. It was something like that. I don't know, y'all.
Oh, that rhymed when you said something like that. So, who have I played against, you ask?
Yeah, so what are the silly names that you've seen this week?
I played against Crazy D. Rain. All Rights Reserved was their subtitle. I got to play against Discardy B. Discardy B is at 1% battery right now.
That is a funny name. I love that one.
I got to play against Bad Bowtie, Professor X's best friend.
Unstoppable.
I got to play against Deadpoolio.
Oh, these folks are funny.
I got to play against You Copy Decks, to which, yes, I do. Most of my decks are copied.
Nice.
Oh, from Star Trek, I got to play against Q. And his subtitle is, If I Lose, Do Not Take Credit. I got to play against Brocidian.
Brocidian is so funny.
I got to play against Horrid Arachnid Kid. I Kid Arachnid. I got to play against Agatha and Ego Take the Wheel.
Okay.
Which is funny, if you play Marvel Snap, Agatha controls your whole hand, everything you play at random. And Ego is the location that takes over and plays everything at random.
Okay.
I got to play against also Optimus Prime Rib, who is not potty trained.
Okay.
And that's Marvel Snatch.
All right.
Select your player.
What game you play, Will?
I played Headbangers.
Headbangers.
Battle Royale, Rhythm Royale.
Penis. Pigeons.
Penis picking.
Pigeons. Pickens?
Picking penis pigeons. You get to pick their outfits.
Yes, this is a very cute game to watch.
It's an online Battle Royale.
Battle Royale.
Bottom Battle Royale.
Battle Royale.
these pigeons look like penises.
They do look like the shadow of like what would a Shaft and Balls be looking from top or bottom.
Yeah, if your sack's a little cold and it's shriveled up into like one ball, it looks like. That's what these pigeons look like. The ball sack is their body, and then the shaft is their head, and they can wear different hats and hairstyles.
Arrivederci!
Mine says, Arrivederci! During loading screens a lot.
I love that. It's so cute.
But the Versus games are all sound-based, and it tells you to wear a headset when you play.
This is very similar to Fall Guys, like a group game.
It starts with 30 people in the first battle, then 20 people, then 10 people, then 5 battle it out in the last one, and one person wins.
Nice. You are really close to winning. Have you won, like...
No, I've been in the top 5 a few times, but I haven't won.
You were so close that one time. What is your favorite mini game?
The one that I'm best at is the one with the gym teacher.
The where coach. You have to,
all these games are, they're music, sound, or rhythm based.
Yep.
And so the coach one, he moves his head left, right, up, or down.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little beat going in the background. Yep. And so he might go left, right, release. Mm-hmm. Or it might go left, release, right, release, right, release.
Down, release. Yeah.
Sometimes you'll hold it for one beat. Sometimes you'll hold it for two beats. It gets harder and faster. And there's like, sometimes it'll be like, hold left for 5 beats and then right for 1 beat.
Okay. No, you have like done really good at that. I've seen a few times where like you get at 100% and everyone else like failed it. Very bad.
And that's, I mean, I could get better at it too if I actually counted the beats, but I just kind of like feel them musically in my head and just repeat it.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. I haven't played it yet, but it's really cute.
There are other games where it's like a UFO that has a record around it. This one I'm very bad at by the end. And it starts with just the record spinning and you press A, like a rhythm game. A, 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 A.
Mm-hmm.
But then it'll be ABX, AX, or it goes AX, and then AXY. And then on the last one, it's all four buttons. And then sometimes you got to press two of them at once.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, I really suck at when it's all four buttons.
Yeah.
In a rhythm game, I hate it.
My favorite one to watch, and I have to, like, it just makes me laugh so hard, is the one where they're, like, on, there's, like,
count how many times they sing?
Yeah, or they scream. There's a punk one. It's like, hey, 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 hey.
So that one starts with, like, just one guy, and you have to press the button each time they sing to count them.
Yep.
And then it'll be two guys, and then it'll be three guys.
Mm-hmm. It's very cute. Uh-huh. Like, that one makes that me laugh so
I'm
hard.
I'm not as good at it, but it's more fun.
It's funny. Uh-huh. It's very funny because it's, like, a very unique, like, they'll have an alien and it sounds like an alien. Uh-huh. The one that I like, it's, like, dressed up like a 80s punker and it's, like, it's, like, screaming.
The one that
it's so cute.
The one that the game isn't bad, but I hate on principle for mm-hmm. a couple of reasons is the stereotype game.
Yeah.
First of all, it's like a police lineup.
Yeah.
And
ACAB.
And it plays a song, and they have people in a lineup, and you have to pick who wrote the song. So, like, if it's a Christmas song, then you pick the guy who looks like Santa Claus. If it's a punk song, you pick the person with a mohawk. If it's a
Irish jig, then you're picking
then you pick the guy
Scottish
with the green top hat.
Like, and then there's, like, Scottish horns. Like, it's...
Yeah.
At
least there's only a couple ethnic stereotypes in there, like Scottish, but still, that's too many.
Like...
And it's a police lineup.
It's I don't like the more or less the police lineup, like... The stereotypes that they have are mocking white stereotypes, so yeah. I don't give a shit. Like, that uh-huh. doesn't bother me. It would bother me more if it had different stereotypes.
There is, like, a hip-hop song with a person wearing, like, a basketball jersey and a big chain.
But they're all these bluebirds.
Yeah, they're all these bluebirds.
So thank goodness they knew enough not to put a fucking bird in blackface. Otherwise, I think this game probably wouldn't
yeah.
be doing as well.
Yep.
But yeah, it's like unnecessary. Why do you have to do like stereotypes? You could have been like, what region is this music uh-huh. from? Or something a little...
It gets a little bit more fun in the yeah. second half when it mixes up. And so the person will be wearing like half Santa...
Oh, they did have reggae. I remember yeah. they did have like a dreadlocks.
They'll be wearing
or
like a...
Locks.
Half Santa Claus and half a punk rock. And it'll be like a mashup of Christmas music mm-hmm. and punk rock.
Yeah. But that one, I think they could have done a little better with uh-huh. that game. Especially... Why do you gotta fucking do a lineup? Fuck the police, man. They fucking suck.
The better quiz one
is... Abolish it all.
When it plays an instrument and you have to name it on a wheel. And then
yeah, that's
it name
cool.
plays two instruments and you have to pick them out. And then three instruments. And that's like in band
class. It's cool because they really get into some instruments that are like aren't as widely known.
Timpanis?
What the fuck is that?
That's a percussion instrument.
Like, I don't fucking know.
Bandcamp goes hard. Shout out to Ben. And his daughter. Good luck today.
I didn't see any, like, jugs or jars, even though...
It's pigeons.
The pigeons.
Do they sit on something? It's covered in white pigeon shit.
Even though the pigeons look like dicks and piss yeah. comes out of that.
I mean, if they're in space, and they're like, a flying. There's one where you have to press the buttons to power your, like, rocketeer thing to
yep.
blast up into space. That's powered by, probably powered by, pigeon poo. These
you
pigeon
do have
scientists,
a point there.
Yeah. But it's fun to get together with your friends, mm-hmm. put on headphones, and not be able to talk to each other while you play this. Tried playing it with secret levels, and yeah.
Goobs like birds now, especially when they're like blue dick birds.
There's another shout out, secret levels, but Yeah, it's not great for having a conversation while you play this game.
Absolutely not. That's the only thing I find, like, kind of annoying about this game. When I want to talk, I'm like, I might forget what I'm going
to
say.
Wait for the thing to end, and then you've got just as much time of loading screens in between, because it's all online.
I know, but I might forget. But yeah,
I tried showing it to Simon last night, and he was like, I can't hear what instrument this is at all over you and mystery guest talking.
Yep, that's tough titty.
So we gave up.
I don't blame you.
We died.
All right. Is that all you got on Headbangers?
Yep, it's fun. Oh, there's no, like, money store in it. You get the toast for playing in order to buy stuff.
So you gotta play a lot.
So far, they're not, like, saying, hey, give us money. So yet. Far, it's... Yeah, yet. Terrorists win.
Select your player.
I did not hit her. It's not true. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
What game you play, Mark? No, wait. Mark's not here. Shut up, Tommy. What game you play, Ginger?
I play Puzzle Quest 3 on Xbox because it's on Game Pass.
Hell yeah. Puzzle Quest.
Yeah.
From Infinity Plus developers, I think.
Infinity Plus 2.
Oh, Infinity Plus 2.
Mm-hmm. So this is a...
Must be their second iteration.
Match 3 or more gems kind of battle game, if you will. You'll have your character and the enemy on each side of, like, the gems in the middle with skulls. And they're different colors. There's red, blue, green... purple.
Kind of like Bejeweled or yeah. The DS version of Zookeeper.
Right.
But it is not just swap one.
No. Well, I think it matters on your character.
Okay.
Because the enemies only have swap one. But like, right. If you have... it's kind of RPG-esque as well, so...
It is very much based on, like, classic D&D mm-hmm. fantasy RPG.
Which is cool. When you first start it, you can select your character, which also ties into the difficulty of the game. I picked the Minotaur, because that was easy, and there's, like, other, like, more D&D-esque characters as well in it. Elves, like... a plant lady, like undead. So it all kind of ties in with the difficulty of the game. Uh-huh. So I went with easy and I was like, cool, a Minotaur also has a septum piercing like me. Let's do this. So I started as that and you're going through helping like the queen and whatever king, you know, go through the lands and you're fighting trolls and orcs and shit like that.
So my point of reference for this would be Gems of War.
Yes.
Where your character is on the right. Mm-hmm. And the puzzle thing is in the middle.
Yep.
You're fighting against the character who's on the left.
Yes.
So far the same.
Yes.
And then when you line up three of a color.
Three or more.
In the Gems of War, it would help charge up a spell. Does it do anything?
It does that as well.
It charges up a spell?
Yes. Okay. And so then if you have like spells of certain colors, you want to make sure to get those gems.
Yep, to charge up your spells.
Or take them from the enemy so they don't charge theirs.
And if you line up their skulls also, and
that
line
does
up
damage.
Three or more skulls, does damage directly to them?
Correct.
Just like your spells
yes.
can do damage to them or do other things?
Yes. And you were mentioning it's not just turn one. My guy has like three or four now, because I think some of the equipment I have and I've upgraded it gives you more, which is kind of cool. So as you're going through, I have four turns right now. I could line up. And that makes you be able to line up, like, maybe from top to bottom or left to right. Line them up...
You can move stuff also left, right, up, down,
yes.
and to diagonal.
Yes.
You can swap diagonal.
So that's really nice when you want to, like, line stuff up. Let's say you have, you know, you got a couple skulls there and a couple down there. You can diagonal move it if you have one in the right spot. Yeah. And then when they, like, when they go off,
so, yeah,
it
when
will...
you...
get a gem that is like higher. So like, let's say you do like four, it will have like a two.
When you say you get four moves, mm-hmm. you move one gem, nothing happens yet. Then you get to move the second gem. Then you get to move the third gem. And then mm-hmm. you get to move the fourth gem. Mm-hmm. Line up everything you want lined up.
Yes.
And then you press a button and set it off. And it all happens at once.
After you're done with your last move, it sets it off. You don't have to press a button or anything.
So there's a lot more strategy in there than there is in Gems of War.
Yes.
With lining up combos. Because then you get more shit when more stuff falls in combos.
Yeah. Your gems will kind of like, when you merge them, they'll like, there's another one that comes up. It will have like a one, a two, a three, a IV. It will have Roman numerals on it. And when you match with those, it does Roman more numerals. Damage or it gets you more of the mana you need for your spells.
Just like the wheels on a big rig in Roman numerals. Do you know how to count in Roman numerals? How many wheels? Oh, there's I Okay.
Unstoppable. I was trying to think if I saw any jugs in here.
Yellow potions?
No, I didn't see any of that, but I did see like some lakes or whatever. Items. Like, what do you mean items?
You get equipment items? You get other items?
Just kind of, I've only seen really equipment items and other items to upgrade your equipment.
Okay.
Gold as well, so.
How do you explore between fights?
It's basically just menus.
Okay, no map?
There's just a map menus. Between your fights, but like it just, you know, up, down, left, right. It's.
Are there branching it almost paths, looks, or is it just like, here's where you go next?
Here's where you go next.
Yeah.
From what I've seen so far. This looks like it should be on your touch screen, honestly, on your phone. That's what this game looks like to me, especially when you go to like the very main menu before you go down to the bottom.
I'm pretty sure it is also on mobile, even though you're playing it on Xbox.
Like, it just would be way more conducive to a touch screen.
Way more conducive to.
I mean, I guess.
I mean, yeah, how do you. No, I'm not going to talk about touchscreen and these nuts.
So, Puzzle Quest 3. It's pretty fun for a puzzle game. Interesting.
I like that kind of game.
It's a nice chill game. So far, it's pretty easy. I mean, there's, like, some other quests you can do with, like, the other characters. And they can be harder quests to get, like, better items or whatever. So, yeah. It's... I just started the RPG fact of it. There's, like, daily sign-in. Like, you get free items and shit. That's why I'm like, this is should be on a fucking
cell phone. It's a mobile game now.
It definitely is.
One of these days, I want to pick up Puzzle Quest 2. Which is not a mobile game. It's a Nintendo DS game.
And yeah.
It's like takes place in space instead of in fantasy world.
Yeah.
And instead of up, down, left, right, it's with hexagons.
Oh.
With six-sided shapes where you swap.
Yeah, this is 500 years after the original game. That's what the story says.
So whoever I played in the original game is dead.
Absolutely.
I have the original one on Nintendo Wii.
Yep. That one came out in 2007. Puzzle Quest 2, 2010. There's a couple other ones. Yeah. It's pretty fun. If you have Game Pass and you want a nice, chill, kind of pretty fun RPG puzzle game, check it out.
Yeah. All the character art in it. Is kind of like dumbed very down cartoony, like Disney Infinity. Mm-hmm. Like if you know what those figurines, how there's a version of Jack Sparrow that's cartoony, or a version of Willy Wonka.
Yep. It's very cartoony that looks
That is in the same style as a Mike Sully from Monsters, Inc.
Very close. Yeah. Very close. Does have the black lines in the cartoon. Cool. But it doesn't. I like it. It's like kind of 3D-ish. But yeah, it's cool. I'll probably play it some more. If I find anything of significance, I'll bring it back for a shit we missed. Otherwise, pretty good. Check it out. Now it's time for
recommendations.
Doodly doo doodly doo.
Doot doot.
Well, you got a recommendation?
Yeah, I'm going to recommend the podcast Superhero Public Radio.
Okay.
It is a funny one that I heard about through Leviathan Presents. So you should also go listen to the Leviathan Project, which I recommended before.
Okay.
They recommended Superhero Public Radio, which is like if NPR took place in Marvel and DC Universe.
It's so funny.
There's stuff about, there was one about a guy working for this company who started to realize he was a henchman. He's like, but if the superheroes aren't showing up and what the company is doing is technically legal, am I the bad guy? But, I mean, I really was the bad guy. There's stuff about, a superhero from another planet who gets arrested for being an illegal alien because he's not a naturalized citizen.
My God, that's so funny.
If you want to hear shit like that, fake car talk that's about utility belts. stuff about an app for hiring henchmen, like Uber. Where the henchmen don't get insurance for if their car gets shot up during a robbery.
That's funny.
Uh-huh. Superhero Public Radio. I like it.
Nice. I am going to recommend a YouTube channel, a guy's name, Peter Mon. He is an older queer guy that is a kind of drama commentary channel, and he drags other YouTubers about being very...
How do you spell Mon?
M-O-N-N.
Okay.
He is so... I fucking love him. He is like a petty fucking man in the best way. Like in the best... He's like my favorite kind of gay man. The like pettiest will tell you exactly what you need to know. Yeah, if you're into like people dragging idiot fucking YouTubers, Colleen Ballinger, and like people who are very problematic and should not have any kind of platform, check out Peter Mon. Apparently he has 6 other channels too. He does YouTube for a living. He'll do like he'll do other things on other channels, and I just his main one I am enjoying, and if I want to check out his other ones, I have other ones to plug. But yeah, Peter Mon on YouTube.
That sounds very exciting for those into it.
Yes. Let's go. Yes, definitely. All right, we would like to shout out our patrons.
Shout outs.
Shout, let it all out.
These are the people I can't do without.
Mike Gagne, Boston Harbor Horror, Chris Copleen from the Retro Hangover podcast. We got Dan Movie Seller from the Movie Seller. We got JD Lowe. He will do some Twitch stuff and he's going to get married, which is adorable. We got Maiden of the Veil. If you want to get a tarot reading from her, go check her out on Instagram under that name, Maiden of the Veil. And last but not least, Daddy Keith from the Main Quest podcast. Thanks, y'all. We love you.
These nuts.
Will's nuts love you. Thank you, Rappy McRapperson, for your intro music, and Ad Quizzy for your outro music.
Thank you.
You can get a hold of us to tell us how we're doing. Did you like the show? Did you hate the show? Email us.
We don't care if you hate it. Fuck you.
You can still email us.
I don't want to hear about it.
GrandRapidiansPlayVideoGames@gmail.com.
Have fun trying to type that shit in, bitches.
Don't leave us a review if you hate us. But yeah. If you love us, leave us a 5-star review.
You can hate listen, though. We don't mind.
Let us know about your review, and we will send you stickers. Support us. Send us money every month.
If you'd like to.
$2, and we'll send you 2 stickers.
Only if you can.
Yeah, only if you can. Only if you wanna. Only if you wanna keep hearing our voice. Maybe you can keep hearing our voice anyways, because other people are doing that. Those lovely people that we mentioned earlier.
Yes.
Find all of our info at our Linktree, linktr.ee/GrandRapidians. Everything except for our email, which I said earlier, is GrandRapidiansPlayVideoGames@gmail.com.
That's right. We're on social media.
Click like, slam the button, we love you, and fuck fascism.
Absolutely, death of fascism, and death to the useless police departments, ACAB.
Defund the police.
Fuck yeah, defund it all.
We are the 99%.
Goodbye.